Well, let's get started and just get the busy work done.
Sure.
So roll call at the moment, I believe, is myself, Robin, Dave, Terry. That's right, right? That's five of us. Okay. And Sarah's the only person from the public that's on yet, right?
Correct.
Okay. Sarah, do you want to formally introduce yourself quickly?
Certainly. Sarah Piper, Director of Research for the Montana Federation of Public Employees.
Thank you. Sarah, do you have any comment on any matter that is not before, is not on the meeting's agenda today?
Nope. I think I'm good. Thank you, though.
Okay. All right. Thanks. do I have a motion to approve the minutes of the last meeting of the Legislative Committee?
So moved.
Was that Robin?
Seconded.
That was Robin.
Okay, thanks, Robin. A second?
I second. This is Terry.
Thanks, Terry. I should remind people that we're recording this via Zoom, so we just need to be sure to be clear on who's doing what for the official record. All right. So I think all in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Okay, aye. Thanks. All right. Minutes are approved. All right, go ahead, Dory. Update us.
All right. Thank you, Madam President, members of the committee, and public who are on the call. Dory Schwinden, Executive Director here at MPERA. Happy to share the latest from legislative news. And I'll start with our MPERA legislation. House Bill 44, which was our Game Wardens funding bill, was tabled in state administration on Friday the 29th, last week, on a 12-7 vote. House Bill 59, which was our PERS funding bill, was tabled on the same day, Friday, the 29th, in state administration on a 15-4 vote. I don't have any inkling that those are going to be blasted out of that committee, so they remain on the table until transmittal time, where if they are not moved, they will die. House Bill 72 is our Highway Patrol bill. That passed second reading on the House floor last week on an 80-20 vote. It was referred to House Appropriations, and the hearing was held on Thursday, the 28th, last week. No executive action has taken place on that bill thus far. I know that the lobbyist for the Highway Patrol had asked that the bill be held off for about a week before they do executive action. So that is probably coming at some point. House Bill 81 was our general revisions bill. That was heard in state administration, I believe, in the first week of the session, Friday, January 8th, if my memory serves. And that has been transmitted to the Senate, voted positively on the floor of the House, and has not been scheduled for a hearing. Although I spoke with the Senate State Admin Committee Chair Kerry yesterday prior to their committee hearing, and he indicated that they would begin to hear House bills in the next 2 weeks. So they are just about through their Senate bill package and will be moving on to House bills subsequent to that. A couple of Senate resolutions. Senate Resolution 16 by Senator Kerry is the confirmation bill for Rich Hickel replacing our stellar Dave Severson on the board. There he is. I know there's thumbs down all over there. That was heard in Senate State Admin yesterday afternoon and has passed out of that committee and will probably head to the floor of the House. I heard that it was read over the rostrum today when they convened the Senate floor action. So it will probably be heard in the next day or so. Senate Resolution 23 is the confirmation hearings for our rest of our stellar board members, Hogan, Pratt, and Lorette. That's scheduled for Senate State Administration hearing tomorrow at 3 p.m. I've indicated that I will be there to be a proponent for those confirmations. It should be noted in the letter to the Senate President, there are alternate appointees for each of those positions. So we will see what happens. They're likely to hear that and take executive action tomorrow after the hearing itself. Let's see, with regard to the tracking sheets, instead of going through them page by page, I've pulled out the LC numbers that are bills pertinent to us. On the House side, we have LC 0623, which is Representative Hamilton's bill. There is no language there, but we've been told that it's the bill to hire an actuary for the Legislative Finance Committee in the event that he cannot get that through House Bill 2 Appropriations, Representative Hamilton. LC 0974 is Representative Garner's bill, calling for an interim study of the pension systems. As I mentioned before, we are part of the work group on that bill. I expect it to be introduced very shortly. It's in the final reviews, and I would request that the board grant the agency and myself the opportunity to go before that hearing as informational witnesses. So, Madam Chair, if we have a quorum, we could take a vote on that issue now or have discussion.
I move that we allow Dory to go forth as an informational witness or somebody from Impera as an informational witness on Frank Garner's bill for the interim study.
This is Sheena. I'll second it.
Thank you.
All right. Any discussion? I think it's pretty clear that we informational is the way to go on this bill. It's, that's what it's all about, is gathering information. And so I think we should be informational. We don't need to be pro or con. Any other thoughts or comments? Go ahead.
We will be on that work group throughout the interim and adding our input. So when the results come out prior to the next session, hopefully we can be proponents at that time.
Right. All right. Any further discussion? All in favor of the motion to approve the informational witness status for us on this interim study bill, please signify by saying aye.
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 Opposed? Hearing none, motion's approved.
Thank you, Madam President, members of the committee. The next LC number is LC 1179, Representative Moore, bill request to do a 30-year layered amortization for both the PERS system and the teacher's retirement system. That language is, again, near finalization, and our good chief legal counsel, Mr. Hollihan, has contributed some of his expertise to the drafting of that bill to try and clean up language. Again, I would request that you allow the agency to be informational on that bill when it's introduced.
Yeah, I mean, we're going to obviously need more information on that bill before we go any further. So obviously being informational, I think, is the way to go. Can I have a motion to that effect?
I would make that motion. This is Maggie Peterson.
Oh, Maggie, welcome. Thank you. A second?
I'll second.
Thank you. Thank you, Robin. Any discussion on this motion to be informational witnesses on, does this have a bill number yet?
It does.
LC. It's very close, though. And this is the bill to do what's called layered amortization, which, of course, I'm going to need a bit more education on myself.
Well, if you would like a short overview, Mr. Hollihan told me this morning that he was prepared to give a short overview of that layered amortization proposal.
Well, I don't. Can we do it next at the full meeting so everybody gets to kind of get it?
Of course, it probably will be introduced and have a bill number. Language will be
final. Yeah. Okay. All right. So if we can do that at the regular meeting, we can spend a little more time on it. I don't think we need to belabor today. We have a motion and a second. Didn't we already do that? No, a motion, a second. All in favor of approving having us be informational on this LC regarding layered amortization, please signify by saying aye.
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 Any opposed? Thank you. So
thank you. The next House bill with an LC number is LC 1435, Representative Hinkle's bill, to allow volunteer emergency technicians and some others into the VFCA program. We have not seen the language on that bill. I know that, Mr. Hollihan has been in contact with some of the legislative drafters about that, but we don't have specific information, so I'm not asking for board guidance on being proponents, opponents, or informational at this time until we actually see what's in that bill.
Okie dokie.
Okay. So moving on to the Senate side, I've already spoken briefly about the Senate resolutions that are out there and what that status is. The only other Senate bill that I wanted to speak about today is now Senate Bill 175, and that is going to be carried by Senator Kerry. And this is the bill that we worked on with the budget office regarding a holiday for the judges' retirement system employer contributions for a two-year period, which would amount to a savings, I believe, of general fund dollars of around $4.5 million. And then subsequent to that two-year holiday, the proposal is to lower the employer contribution to 14%. And I believe that's about half. I think it's 28 and change. So that would be an ongoing reduction in the employer contribution. We've had actuarial study done on it, and it appears that it's not going to have any kind of an ill effect on the long-term funding status of the judges' retirement system. As a matter of fact, after the first 10 years, I believe the funded ratio goes back up to 180%. So we got some information from the court administrator this morning that the judges' advisory council have voted to not oppose this measure. And again, I would ask, since we were part of the work that was done with the budget office, that we be informational on Senate Bill 175.
I'll make that motion. Do I have a second?
I will second it. I'll second it.
Thank you. Chair. All right, we have a motion regarding the bill that's been worked on regarding the judges system, which is a wash in money, I guess would be the word. And so we'll be informational to make sure people understand the reasons why and whatnot about this. All in favor or any discussion? I guess I should ask. Anybody got questions about it? All in favor, please signify by saying aye.
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 Any opposed? Thank you.
Madam Chair, members of the committee, that is my legislative report for today. As I mentioned, a couple more of these bills are very close to being introduced. So perhaps we had talked about scheduling our next meeting during the full board meeting on Thursday of next week. And hopefully the remaining couple of bills that are out there will be introduced. I have not seen any changes to the other 35 or so bill draft requests that are in. So we're getting, you know, down to the wire where we may have nothing else to concern ourselves with this session other than the bills that are out there. So Madam Chair, if there are any questions, I'd be happy to try and answer them. Other than that, all my best wishes for Dave Severson. We're gonna really miss you on this board, Dave, and you've done a great service here.
Well, he's gonna be at the meeting next week, right?
Yep. I'll be at the meeting. Hopefully they don't kick me out before then. And interestingly enough, no one has informed me from the governor's office that I haven't been appointed yet. So
right.
That's discouraging, but that's the way it goes.
Expect floor action here in the next day or so, and probably they won't be reporting that out to you either.
Sure. Well, thanks.
All right.
Dory, this is Maggie.
Hi, Maggie.
So these Senate resolutions 22 and 23 are both scheduled for the same time?
Yes.
Are they pretty well on track, keeping within their time limits? Or
Well, there are a number. I think there are six bills in hearings in that committee tomorrow afternoon. So they're likely to see them pretty quickly.
Okay.
I would assume, and I don't know this, that Director Villa will be there to testify as a proponent. Not very many changes to the Board of Investments. And congratulations on your reappointment, Maggie.
Well, thank you. They asked me to be there, so that's why I'm just curious.
Okay. As I mentioned, I intend to be a proponent for our conferees in Senate Resolution 23. Although, as I mentioned before, the Lieutenant Governor is likely to be there with alternate selections if our members are not confirmed.
Okay. I'll see you there.
I think I'll turn that one on.
May I ask a quick question? This is Sarah Piper.
Sure.
Go ahead, Sarah.
Dory, I'm sorry. You had said the number of how much the judges system saves, and I was trying to take a note on that, and I missed writing down the number, I think.
It's roughly $4.5 million, Sarah. I don't have the paperwork that we supplied for the fiscal note here in front of me, but there will be a fiscal note on that bill.
Perfect. That's what I actually wrote down, so that's great news. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Anything else for the good of the order? Will everybody be at the meeting next week? We've got quite a bit of business to do, so.
Planning to be, but unless.
All right. Okay. Yeah. Well, we'll see.
We'll see.
Yeah, I'll be in touch with everyone as these resolutions move forward because, and Bill, correct me if I'm wrong, if our members on Senate resolution are not confirmed and the alternate appointees are confirmed and it goes to the Senate floor prior to our board meeting, then our board members will not be attending.
That is how I view it. Yes, that's correct.
It would be the four new members. Well, actually three new members and Dave.
And Dave would be able to finish out his term.
Yes.
That's correct.
Oh, so, boy. Okay. Well, everybody, I hope to see you next week.
It's crazy.
Yeah. And Dory, do you have anything else?
I don't, Madam President.
Okay. Bill, anything? Nope, nothing. Cynthia, anything for next week we need to be aware of?
No, I think we're good to go.
Okay. All right, everybody. Thanks for joining today. Appreciate everybody participating in these little meetings and see you next week.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. Take care.